and they're coming to the top of the stretch, and California Chrome makes his move for the lead. It is California Chrome on the outside. Samrat runs at him with the eight pole. California Chrome is pulling away. California Chrome into the final furlong. He's got a five-length lead on his competition. It is California Chrome in front, and from the back of the pack on the outside, Commanding Curve is taken second, but California Chrome shines bright in the Kentucky Derby.
What's it mean to win your second Kentucky Derby?
Man, awesome. I mean, I never have the, you know, dreams that I want to win two Kentucky Derbies in my entire career, you know? I was a young guy, and I never know that I was going to be a jockey, and look at me. It just ended up to run and, you know, two Kentucky Derbies. Just an awesome feeling, and you know what? Working hard, and everything comes along.
A fairy tale story. California Chrome is a horse that essentially cost around $10,000. And he wins the Kentucky Derby today. You're now 5 for 5 on this horse. How good a horse is this, Victor?
You know what? I really don't know. You got to ask him. I think we get along together very well. I mean, since that I started him, you know, the first time I rode him, he was just an impressive horse, an amazing horse. And I think we get along because I let him do his thing. You know, I let him enjoy the race around, whatever he wants to do. And it's not hard to, like, go against him. And I think he likes that.
This song has been in my head all weekend. It has been driving me crazy. And I'm like, I'm playing this song on the air on Monday. I need to exercise my Paul Simon demon.
You got a lot of demons. I didn't realize they stem from Paul Simon, though.
This song is catchy as syphilis, I'm telling you.
How are you?
And a lot easier to get out of your head. California Chrome, as expected, wins the Kentucky Derby over the weekend. Much more coming up in this hour. Pat wants to talk about some game balls and jock straps coming up, but I want to congratulate California Chrome, the obvious winner. Nice interview with the owner coming up in just a little bit, too. This dude is country, California country.
Wow, what a fantastic cowboy hat. One of the best I've ever seen is cowboy hat.
I think he's also eligible for the HCG diet, and you can certainly afford to do it now. Some breaking news quickly, Pat, if I might, and we've got some other news from over the weekend that I want to share with folks. But this is good news. Just came across from our friends at the Democrat Gazette. We don't get a lot of great economic news. It comes across our desk very often. But Verizon, our friends.
Yeah, I love Verizon.
Next door.
I have Verizon.
Just to the west. They're adding 300 new jobs in the state of Arkansas over the next year. So congratulations to those of you who will be future employees there. But hey, that's no small number. That's good. I'm glad to see some good economic news to start our week.
How do we submit an
application?
Yes.
I think you're good. Don't go
resume.
Anywhere. You just left already.
I could get over there by second shift.
You know what? You make a valid point. I don't know if they need guys that, you know, are in broadcasting. But if they do, then you're the guy.
Maybe
for
I could be a test subject. They give me new phones. I can test them out.
Say, sweet are you?
Hey, they're good. They're bad.
Yeah, it's called an endorsement. They had to look into it.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to be part of a number one show, what do you think, Matty T?
I want to get a job over there so I can find out who the guy is that's always on my tail as I pull into the parking lot every morning. I'll go undercover.
Let me know, too, will you, Bubba?
Okay.
Other news I got from the Democrat Gazette over the weekend. President Obama will be in town on Wednesday, and President Clinton was out touring the devastation yesterday.
First time President Obama has been in Arkansas.
That's what somebody said.
It's just hard to believe. You think in
there's only 50 states, and he's had a few years.
Well, you'd think he'd skip one of those Hawaii trips, and yeah. I understand it is Hawaii, after all.
Yeah, it's a further flight, though.
I mean, if he was from some crappy state, I mean, I could understand why, but I'm thinking, you know, if I was from Hawaii and I was president, I'd probably go to Hawaii.
I understand Mississippi, Alabama, heck, even Oklahoma. But Bill Clinton, one of his mentors, and certainly looks up to the guy. I'm sure there's been some sort of fundraiser that he probably could have popped in at.
Yeah.
He never even stopped by our presidential library. Not even once.
That's right. I mean, who hasn't done that?
Even Bono's been there.
He doesn't have time to read. He's
busy. Jennifer Aniston's been there.
Big deal.
Oh, yeah. You say that now, but would you tell it to her face?
Well, anyway.
I don't think so.
Whether or not you think this is a good thing or bad thing, I'm just making you aware the president will be in town.
No, it's a great thing.
We just had the Royals over in Memphis, and now we get the president here in Arkansas. What a deal. What a great week for the region on top of what has been a horrific week for the region.
Two princes and a king over in Memphis. One's dead. May he rest and bass.
That's a great point. Did you make that up?
Kinda. I saw it somewhere and I brushed it up.
So you didn't make it up.
I BASF'd it.
Other news from over the weekend before Pat gives out his game balls and jock straps. I don't want to give him a jock strap, but things did not go well for Thomas Gifford, the young man who called our show on an impromptu basis on Friday. We didn't know much about him. Hot Springs fighter, 21 years old, on the undercard at the MGM Grand of the Madonna Mayweather fight, and he was
reverse of zone karma. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, it really was anti-zone karma. He was TKO'd in the second round by Linnell Bellows. He talked about how he had a height advantage and I assume a reach advantage, but extremely disappointed. Extremely disappointed. Things didn't work out better. But you know what? Today's a new day, and there will be another fight down the road for young Thomas Gifford.
You know what I smell?
Rematch?
Big payday, Thomas Gifford. Who's his opponent?
Linnell.
Two.
At least he got a free trip to Vegas and a nice night at the MGM, I'm sure.
Bro, it's the MGM. Are you kidding me?
I take a few punches to the head for that.
That is the preeminent boxing facility in all of America, with all due respect to your friends out in Connecticut at Uncasville.
Oh, Foxwoods?
Yeah. So, whichever one is there. What are your game balls and jock straps? We've got some callers who want to get in this.
I'm going to hop on. First of all, I don't know if you watched the pre-race Kentucky Derby. NBC starts their coverage like the day before, and they just run through with – they air a few of the other pre-Derby races, which is kind of cool to see because there's some horses there that we've seen in the past run. But they do a few hours of the lead-up, and they got Tony Danza on interview, yep. Which was really cool because he mentioned the Arkansas Derby. He didn't know that Danza was named after him until the horse won the Arkansas Derby.
Isn't that crazy?
And so he gave a shout-out to our Derby, which was great. And he looked fantastic. He was so excited. So that's one of my game balls. My other jock strap, I got a couple from the Derby, but Wicked Strong. Randy Moss picked Wicked Strong. Jerry Bailey picked Wicked Strong. A few other folks picked Wicked Strong. Wicked Strong didn't even make it into the top three.
I think it was one of the ESPN. I think it was Wingo that tweeted out. He said, "My head says California Chrome. My heart says Wicked Strong." Wicked Strong had the best story. In fact, you know, I hosted the folks at UAMS had forgotten how bad a host I was the last time they asked me 5 years ago, and they let me come back and MC the Julep Cup Jaunt this week.
Julep Cup Jaunt.
It's a cool deal. It's a Kentucky Derby party, and they do it at UAMS. They have an incredible facility for it and a great auditorium and all that. But anyway, they got it on a huge screen, so it was kind of a cool way to watch it. But there was a huge consensus, even over Danza, that folks were pulling for Wicked Strong. It's a great story. Yeah. Unfortunately, the horse was not quite up to the task. My horse that I rooted for was Right on Curl and didn't finish too well either. So, anyway.
A little disappointment.
That's me. I was disappointed,
too. My other jock strap goes to NBC, and I understand they're trying to spice it up and give maybe the non-horse racing viewer something to pay attention to.
I hope you're going where I'm going.
It was the Johnny Ware, Tara Lipinski awkwardness every time they were on camera.
Thank you.
Listen, I get it. They were NBC doing the figure skating thing. That's their thing.
Right.
And they were known for having these flamboyant, you know, glitter scarves while they were doing the NBC Olympic coverage. It really was painful and awkward. It's like you're taken away from what I love about the horse racing, and that's going back to the old type stuff. You don't have to do that with them. It was so awkward. I didn't like it.
I'm walking very carefully here because I don't want to say something that comes off as insensitive because I try to be sensitive.
Say it. Well, say it, and I'll let you know if it's insensitive or not.
That'll go over well.
We'll try that.
I will say this. As much as I was not interested in Tara Lipinski and Johnny Ware, I will say I thought that Johnny Weir's analysis of people's outfits was actually quite entertaining. I found his analysis quite good. But, okay, look, I think we all know, is it safe to say, yeah. I don't think I'm outing him, is Johnny Ware gay? I mean, is that pretty well known?
Pretty sure he's the gayest of the gay.
But here's the thing I don't understand.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No. I mean, but what I don't understand, I guess, I'm not familiar with this being a thing. And again, I'm not, you know, the most well-rounded individual, although I try to pay attention to what's going on in the world around me. Is it typical to dress in an effeminate way? Like, I mean, it was basically he had on a woman's hat.
Yeah.
Is that wrong to say? I mean, I cannot imagine any other man, gay or otherwise, gay, straight, or in between, wearing that hat. It seemed a little odd.
He did outdo everybody.
It was just a little, it seemed a little off to me. I will say, I enjoyed the segment itself, but you're right, it did seem a little bit too off the beaten
path.
It was
too e-news, like e-entertainment TV.
Well, I would have much rather had somebody who talks about fashion for a living doing a fashion assessment, because fashion is a big part of the Derby.
No question about
it. You're not a fashion... It's just like this show on... also on NBC. Sorry, NBC, don't mean to keep picking on you because I love you. But they have this show about design. It's a design show. And
yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's a Sunday night, like...
Yeah, and it's a good show.
It's a contest show,
yes,
right, with the designers.
Yeah, they have different teams.
Yeah,
houses, you know, it's like every other show you've
ever
seen. Why is Eddie George on there? And what the hell does he know about design?
Absolutely. It's like, yeah, it makes no sense.
No,
absolutely
I don't get
no
it.
Sense.
Now, maybe he has a design degree from Ohio State, and I didn't realize that. If that's the case, because I almost looked it up last night. I'm thinking, why is he on there otherwise? I don't get it.
They've done that in the past. I would agree. I would like to have seen possibly, there has got to be a fashion designer with a great, lively personality out there that they can put in that situation. That we know.
Who's the queer eye for the straight guy?
Tim Gunn.
No, that's... We're after the straight...
Ted Allen.
No.
The other one.
The blonde guy.
I don't know his name.
But he's great.
I mean, somebody
that's got a background in fashion.
Well, there's a couple of those guys that are really good that do that show.
Fashion guys, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes, fashion guys, those guys.
But they don't have to be gay.
They don't have to not be gay either. I don't even care about that. My point is, how about somebody that's got a background? If you're going to be up there talking about... If they're going to talk about...
Hey, newsflash, Tom Brady... His outfit this weekend blew everybody away.
Well, was it Carson?
But it was offset by his horrific haircut.
Well, that just depends on the angle.
And I would say,
bad
too,
lighting.
He was
bad
the second
lighting.
Best looking guy in a picture I saw with him and Aaron Rodgers.
Oh,
sorry.
You stop?
Aaron Rodgers had a spectacular sport coat on.
Stop it.
He had a great looking sport coat on.
No way. That was an average Joe sport coat. Tom Brady had a white one, stepped up the game.
And you think anything white is good?
I love white.
Whatever, Donald Sterling.
I love.
There is nobody that loves wearing white pants more than Pat Bradley. He is excited about two things, his white pants and his white shoes.
Oh
my spagatones. How many times have I heard about it?
Man, that's my thing, man.
You know what? Maybe next year you can take Johnny Weir's place.
Well, see, I don't wear headgear.
Or you can get with Johnny Weir.
I don't wear headgear, though. That's my problem. Tara Lipinski's would be very upset with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, somebody told me, they said, oh, you're not wearing a hat. I said, I know, but I got a beautiful mane of hair. It's slightly receding.
I'm tough with the hat. I don't know what I should do.
I don't
with
like
the hat.
Headwear. The only time, the reason I wear a hat, I wear a visor on the golf course because I feel like I need to keep the sun out of my eyes.
Yeah, keep the sun. Yeah,
but
you don't want
skin
cancer.
I don't like hair. I don't like headdress hats.
A fedora? I don't know.
I'm not into it. It ain't my thing. It's good, though. I like it. It's high fashion. I did wear a pretty smart-looking
hat,
seersucker this weekend. I got some sweet shoes.
Smart. What'd it do?
I got some linen. Get this. Linen
wingtips
right there. Linen wingtips with the blue. The wingtip part
sure.
is blue. Oh, buddy. Fire. Pretty spectacular.
The linen wingtips.
Now, I've been corrected on the Obama claim earlier by Chris Kane of KATV, but I'm going to let Kyle share the news with you, Pat Bradley.
All right.
Apparently, you've been greatly misinformed again. Kyle, fill us in. Kyle? All right, Kyle, I'll do it for you.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
According to Chris Kane,
yes.
President Obama was in Arkansas in 06. He was supporting Governor Beebe when he was running for governor, when he was Senator Obama.
That's so, not the same.
That
I'm sorry.
I agree that is
I'm
a bit sorry. Of a discrepancy.
Pat said President Obama has never been here. That's what
right.
he meant. He said President
Senator
Obama.
Senator Obama.
Yes,
has
Senator
been
Obama
here.
Has been here. I knew. We all knew that.
Fair enough. President, I wouldn't have known the
a
Senator.
A sitting president visiting your state, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, or part of the Whigs,
we're
or the Green Party.
We're not doing much good
with that.
I
don't care if you're Tea Party. A sitting president visiting your state and what has been through everybody last week is a big deal.
I will say this.
It's a big deal.
Over a week after the tragedy in this part of the state, it does refocus the media and the nation's attention on what's happening with the recovery efforts.
That's a great point. That's an absolutely great point, and that's why you've got to appreciate it. Put your politics aside and just look at big picture.
That's me. Big picture guy. And Roger Scott also correcting another mistake made by me. Eddie George was on the morning show with them, and he has a degree in architecture.
Come on!
And I'm cool
Roger
with that.
Scott made that up. Listen, you low-calorie guys are losing your brains.
No, he was on the show with no name. I guess I just ignored it because most of their interviews are... Anyway, it was... Eddie's awesome.
All right, fair enough. You know what? You know what?
I take it all back.
Then have him architect something. Is that what architects do? He just hosts it.
That's the right phrase,
yeah,
though.
But he has a background in design. I mean, you're not going to put a guy up there that doesn't know anything about anything sitting on a panel as a design guy. Even if he was the host, it would have made sense. But now I realize, as a panelist, it makes sense because he's got a background.
Oh, but so he's part of the vote.
He's part
judging.
Of a three-person panel that votes people
he's
off.
A judge.
And the other thing is, too, that kind of stuff is so subjective to me. Like, this lady had this very creative bed. It was hanging by four ropes.
Sweet.
And they said, ah, oh, we've seen that on Instagram 100 times. And I'm like, it was still cool.
Instagram,
I'm like, it was neat.
Times.
They're like, you should have used some steel cable. I mean, that's so subjective. I mean, you're getting so specific.
It really is.
I mean, that kind of thing bugs
me. I'd love to see how many homeowners, like after the crew leaves, a month later, goes and reorganizes stuff that, like, they don't like.
Stupid hanging bed. Can I get a regular bed up in here with some feet on it? Hey, Bill.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right.
What's up?
I heard y'all were talking about Bill Clinton having been here yesterday, but I got a huge jock strap for the wife. I haven't seen or heard a word out of her over this thing.
Yeah, if she wants to carry Arkansas in the upcoming election, that would make a lot more sense.
Next year when she comes sniffing around here telling folks how good it is to be back home, asking for money and votes, I hope people will remember who was here and who was not. That's all I got to say about that.
That's fair,
thank
Bill.
Y'all.
That's a fair assessment. I don't know why you don't tag along.
Who's she going to be running against? Who's
going to be in the Republican Party? Yeah. You probably in the primary?
Huckabee? Is he back at it?
Well, he's a Republican, so
no, I know. What I'm saying, though, is I think she's
a lock for the Democratic bid?
I think she is.
I don't know who else is running, so I don't know.
Did you think the joke was funny that if she gets elected, we could pay her 30% less?
Yeah, that was actually the best joke
that, was good, Maddie.
That the host of the correspondence dinner had.
Joel McHale.
Yeah, McHale. And I like him fine. I watch the Soup occasionally if I happen on it. I didn't think he was very good, but what I read was, and I'm not in that circle, it said if you get a lot of nervous laughter, you're doing a good job.
He
got a lot of nervous laughter. I just didn't find it very compelling. I will say, although the president has a group of people that help write his jokes or maybe write them solely without his input, his comedic timing is very solid, and I don't mean this to turn into a back rub for the president with him coming to Arkansas and his correspondence dinner thing, but I do think his comedic timing is very solid.
He is, and I've found that most intelligent people understand humor. They understand when to use it, when not to use it. Governor Beebe is a perfect example.
Governor Huckabee's got great timing.
And Huckabee, all those guys. Yeah. Listen, if you're a politician, one of the things you know is you know how to play up to your crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason why they would probably all admit that these guys are borderline genius. Like, a guy like Bill Clinton is a genius,
no
obviously.
Doubt.
Most of these guys are borderline genius. They understand when to turn it on and when to turn it off. And that's the brilliant part of it. But yeah, those writers are fantastic. Although I do love Joel McHale. He's great. He doesn't have any care or concern about who he insults.
Keithley, Service Company Live fan feedback, Jerry and Malvern. Pat must look like Colonel Sanders with all that white on.
White on?
Yeah, when you wear
it. Oh, he wore a white suit.
You go white
okay,
suit.
Enough Donald Sterling jokes, please.
Hogwalla and BB, game ball to Wes Welker for handing out $100 bills to random strangers at the Derby after winning a huge bet on California
That's
Chrome.
That's right. Look at these. Did you see this?
You'd have to load up on it to make money because I think it paid $7. He paid $7 on
a
win
bet. Stacks.
If you put $1,000 on California Chrome.
Look at the stacks of money he's carrying around.
No matter how much I won, I would still feel stupid the next day after handing out $100 bills.
Yeah, that's true. But I wonder how much. Well, he makes enough money. He didn't care. But I wonder if you bet $1,000 on there, you're basically getting a little over. You're getting 3.5 to 1 on your money. So if you bet $1,000, you're winning like $4,500. I mean, did he bet like $10,000? Did he bet $10,000 on California Chrome? $20,000?
He could certainly afford. He signed a $12 million deal with Denver.
$20,000 is a pittance to him then. I guess if you want to, that's the thing. If you want to win on a horse that's a heavy favorite like that, you just got to pound it to win and pray. That's what I did with Bayern. Pounded by my standards. Put like $20 on Bayern to win. Bayern finishes third. I get diddly.
Maybe he did do $20,000. What? Seriously, though.
And yeah, it's, I mean, that's.
Is that a. I don't want to spend the guy's money without knowing his financial situation.
No, but that's like 75 G's or whatever he's taking home.
Right.
Yeah, or 70 G's. Yeah, that's
pretty
impressive.
But to lose him, I'm sure he's made some business deals. 20,
don't care.
20 G's,
exactly.
Come on. That's dropping a bucket.
Dr. Moon Water, what? Hello? Okay.
Dr. Moon Water.
Yeah, whatever. That was
it was a great name, though.
It was.
Got
NBA games to talk about from over the weekend. We'll do a segment on that coming up in the zone. If you went in on game balls and jock straps, we totally skipped over the Razorback update, but basically here's the deal. The Hogs dropped 2 of 3. Trey Killian can't catch a break. Big surprise, he lost.